Another episode of Get You Fit Radio, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. And today I have an exciting show because I have a guest here with me. Her name is Deanna Merrill, and she is not only a guest of my show, but she's actually become a good friend and a team member of Get You Fit because she has taken it to a next level. And I'm going to kind of get into that a little bit here. So as we're heading into the holidays, you know, people are kind of forgetting about their health and wellness goals. And that's kind of a really hard thing for me to kind of deal with year in and year out. As a former personal trainer, I used to kind of sit around and twiddle my thumbs the month of December. People like to get really, really busy during December. And then in January, everything just explodes. And one thing that I really try to preach is consistency. Well, as I was plummeting through my world and my life, you know, I'm always getting clients seeking for my help. And, you know, I never know who I'm going to help in a way that it's going to stick. Right. You know, some people are very open to change. There's that open mindedness. And then there's other people that are a closed mindset. Well, this particular person who happens to be sitting right next to me sought me out, and she's a member of our program, of the Get You Fit program, and she was looking to make a change in her life. Well, she took this change to the next level because now she's actually in the position of helping others. So, Deanna, welcome to our show.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Yes, and I'm sure everybody is just so anxious to hear all about what you're doing now. So to start out, she did a really good job with my program. If you're just listening, if you've never heard about my program, I do a weight loss wellness program. It includes 3 months initially of meal plans and meal prep tips and understanding all of the balance that goes into leading a healthy lifestyle. And so Deanna, you know, handled that really, really well. And I'm going to kind of like let her jump in here and kind of take over and tell a little bit more about what happened at that point.
Well, when I found Get You Fit and nutrition, it was 2019. I was at a yoga studio and was taking a class that Irene was teaching. She's, as you know, a powerhouse. And I walked into the class with more of a closed mindset and walked out feeling a little bit awakened, thinking this woman just tore me up. And this is the kind of workout I like.
Well, I don't know about and, tore you up.
Oh no, I had a hard time walking out of there. But I remember I walked out and she had her flyers on a table at the entrance to the studio. And I was like, I think I need to check this out because you look phenomenal.
Thank you.
And you perform phenomenal. Like you are just, you're kind of in my mind, a replica of what fitness is. And so I came home and I looked it up and I joined and the rest is history. Fast forward to now, when I do, I all of our recipes in our home, they're all from Get You Fit. Like I don't go on Pinterest looking for dinner ideas anymore. No, I go to Get You Fit and I look in, I meal plan a week in advance. What dinners am I going to make next week? Yada, yada, yada. You know, all the things. And now over time, my family has incorporated this as well. If I'm not home, I give them the list of the recipes. They do the meal prep. And I've even gotten my husband to do mini meals throughout the day. So yeah, it's just, it's fully incorporated into our home. And it's actually the, it was the missing ingredient.
I love that.
It was the missing ingredient in everything that I was doing.
Yeah. Love that. Love that. I love that, that you were able to identify the key factors that contributed, you know, to your weight loss and your overall health improvement. I see it living proof. I'd love to hear what other changes, like how did these changes impact not only your physical health, but your mental well-being, because I know you're also, you're big on yoga, big on yoga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yoga, that was, I started to practice yoga back in 2012. And it was mind blowing to me because I was, you know, I was in law enforcement. And, you know, you're just very, you wear an armor and you're out there doing whatever work, and it's not easy work. But the one thing is you lose the ability to be able to take off that armor when you come home. You come home, you take off that armor, that's fine. But it takes time to completely remove that armor and kind of get in touch with that softer side of you.
Yeah, I bet.
And yoga for me became that permission and access to that softer side of me that that I was really lacking and missing in my life. You have the feminine and you have the masculine, and the masculine played a very dominant role in my life. And the yoga has acted as a facilitator for me to reconnect with the feminine side.
Yeah, that's amazing. And you have had a career shift. Mm-hmm. So since your days as a law enforcement officer, you have gone down a new path. Let's hear about that.
Yeah, so I took an early retirement in 2019, right before COVID. I think I timed that well.
You did. My goodness. Wowza.
You couldn't have foreshadowed
that. How many
that.
Times have you thought and heard that?
but... Yeah, I left law enforcement after 20-something years and said, you know, I want to do something that is going to feed that, I guess, that feminine side of me as well as the masculine. And I loved working out. I was already avidly working out. And then, of course, I had brought your meal planning into my life as well. So I just realized, you know, I really enjoy being in a gym. I enjoy being on a mat and I enjoy helping others. And I did know that whatever I was going to pursue next, I still had to have that ability to help others. It's ingrained in me. So I went back to school and I started working toward my health and education associate's degree. And I got my ACSM, which is American College of Sports Medicine, personal training certification. And I joined this program for health and wellness coaching, which to me ties in absolutely everything I've been working on, my diet, the yoga, the weightlifting. And I went and got that certification as well. So now come February of 2023, I'm a 200-hour yoga teacher.
Amazing.
I am a health and wellness coach. And I'm also a personal trainer. And so I feel like, I feel like I have all of the pieces necessary for somebody who's looking to make a lifestyle
you
change.
Absolutely do. That's quite impressive. And you know, as I sit here and of course I know all of this because, you know, I've watched you blossom through this, but what personal experience do you think influenced you to kind of go this route? I know you like to help people. You've been a helper all along. Is there a story or an experience with a client that you have that you can share that might?
Well, I had my own health issues, you know, coming out of my career. I had all of a sudden, well, I wouldn't say all of a sudden, any kind of disease you get, it obviously starts somewhere and it's a long growing process. By the time you're made aware of it, it's already been in your system for an extended period of time. But I had issues with my thyroid and I had some other underlying issues. So I was seeing an intern or a functional doctor, and she was assisting me with a holistic route on that. But coming into this, since I've been here, I feel like if I just work with a client for a month, even though people are always like, oh, it's only a month, why would I commit to that? At the end of every month, no matter how difficult the change is for that client, I hear, I don't hurt in the morning when I wake up anymore.
Yep.
I don't have headaches anymore. I just feel better. Yeah. I'm already doing more than I thought I could do. And it's just building that self-efficacy within them and just helping them battle those demons, the gremlins in the head that you always talk about.
Absolutely. You know? And identifying that growth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I always do an assessment of sorts at the end of every month. We start because I always check for their mobility, their stability, and we grow from there. I build around that. I cater to that individual. I'll never take just one workout and apply it to everybody. It's individually created. By the end of that year, by the end of that month, they're noticeably, they have more mobility. Their stability is already improved. Mm-hmm. And once we get their mobility and their stability on track, then I'm able to go forth and sit down and say, what goals do you want to meet in the gym? Mm-hmm. And I will build your assessment based on the goals that you give me. And I just recently had a client that we've done that. We've started her own purse. We, you know, we sat down together, we collaborated, and she's like, these are the goals I want to achieve. And so now I have her working toward, I build all the workouts toward that. And yeah, so we're going to see what she can do.
Amazing. And you know, as someone who's standing here listening to her, she's a personal trainer and a health and wellness coach. And those two things are very, very different. And because I also have experience in both of those areas, having those two together, I mean, they should really make personal trainers have the credential of a health and wellness coach because of the direction that you apply while you are training the individuals. You know, you're not just standing there counting. You are embedding SMART goals. You are embedding, you know, a reward system in with them. You're embedding that self-efficacy, which is going to create that desire to want to exercise for themselves. So, you know, it's kind of like getting a double bang for their buck, and they don't realize that. You know what I'm saying? So
that's, I do.
That's a true, true gem. True gem.
And it also, having that coaching, it brings mindfulness to everything we do. We're in such a busy society, we check out constantly. We're just mindlessly doing everything, whether it be eating, watching TV, it doesn't matter, on our phones. We do things mindlessly all the time. That hour a day that we should be making for ourselves, I don't care if it's on the mat, I don't care if it's a meditation, it needs to be an hour a day of practiced mindfulness. So if you're in the gym, you know, slow down that rep. Lower the weight, slow down that rep, and think about it while you're doing it. I spend a lot of time telling everybody, you need to slow down. Like, this is where, tell me where you feel this. Like, we are going deep in everything, and you'll get further. Your results will come quicker based on that. But it isn't just in the gym that this happens. It happens on the mat in yoga. It happens in all things that we do. Connecting mindfulness is, it's key.
Yep. I mean, it happens with nutrition.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I say this all the time. I don't provide much more than just the awareness. You know, I'm making you become aware of your portions, your proportions, your hydration, your nutrition. You know, it's not rocket science. It's just you are aware and you're taking time to make the proper decisions so that you can see the output, input, output, you know, because we're so rushed. You know, how much water do you drink a day? I don't know. Well, become aware of it. And then now you have a baseline and now you can make yourself 1% better. How many steps a day do you do? I don't know. Well, I'm not going to tell you to do 10,000 a day. I'm going to tell you to do just 1%, 2% more than what your baseline is. Mm-hmm. And you're going to see an improvement. So it's the exact same thing.
Yes. Yeah. 100%. Can't agree more.
So speaking of goals, I would love to hear how you are able to balance your own wellness goals, all while supporting others. Cause you are very busy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very busy. You're married. You have a dance daughter who has a crazy schedule.
Yes.
You work. You have a booming business. So tell us how you're able to keep yourself.
My daughter's dancing schedule tends to keep us up late. We don't get home until after 10:30 at night. But I have had to create the practice of scheduling working out. I'm just like everybody else, right? I'm a mom, I'm a wife, and I got to take care of everybody but me. And a lot of times I even catch myself putting myself on that back burner. But then my mood goes in the crapper. Like I just don't feel good anymore. Yeah. You know, it's not good. Right. But I look at myself as a priority. So I schedule my workouts every morning. I get up at 5:30 and I go into my basement. And I just don't, that is where I allow mindlessness to kick in. You just need to throw yourself down the stairs and just do it.
See where you land.
Because when you're done, you're going to just think, I don't even know what just happened here.
I am
so happy.
I do the same thing. It's almost robotic.
Yes.
You know? And yes. And you just look at the clock and you're just, and you're done.
I'm here. That's it. And but it's all, I will say this, it's a little easier for me now because I have people who depend on me also that are coming to me for training and, you know, they're inspirational to me.
Yeah,
they show
me
things
that
I'm like, you know, they have challenges I've never encountered before. Mm-hmm. I feel honored that they'd even come to me and become vulnerable so that way I can assist them.
Yeah.
So to me, that is motivation because if I don't feel like it, you know, sorry, champagne problems because that person did it and checked in with me. Mm-hmm. So what? I have absolutely no excuse. I guess I'll just throw myself down the stairs and go do it now.
we're bubble wrap. So in ending here, I would love two things. One, if you have any final things to say, but what I would love from you is two things. One, for my audience of people that might be listening, feeling inspired to throw themselves down the stairs and get started. You know, like how did you do that? You know, how are you that person that's just like, God, I really want to throw myself down the stairs. And it's not going to happen, you guys. Those of you listening, don't wait for motivation to come to you. It is not going to happen. You need to find it. And so how do we start? And then the second thing is, how does someone find you? I will put all of your information in the notes, but if you could share your contact, your business, and maybe tell a little bit about what you can do for somebody.
Sure. So how did I start? I'm definitely a type A personality. Okay.
Yeah.
So I can't deny that, but in some ways recovering, but, so I've always, I did come from a home of lack. So, basically anything I've ever wanted in my life, I had to go after it. I've never been handed anything. I didn't really have the cushion of, a safety net. So I just knew I wanted good things for myself, big things. And I've always used that to drive me. I've always understood that the bigger picture is the goal, right? And I've always relied on, you know I'm going to feel good when I'm done. So that's always been a drive for
me. Love that.
And then where you can find me, obviously, if you look on Irene's website, you can find me there. I work hand in hand with her because she, like I said, is my missing puzzle piece. But I also have my own business. It's called The Fitness Yogi. And I can be found on Facebook and Instagram. I am here in Woodstock, but I do not only, I do personal training, health and wellness coaching, and I also do teach yoga. Just to make it clear though, the yoga, I find ways to bring it into your training. Okay. So I can teach just the yoga. However, I believe that is an integral part of weight training and everything, because if we don't have our flexibility, we're not taking care of our mobility, then we can't do as much in the gym or in our everyday movements. So I focus a lot on the fundamentals, because I also recognize that you're going to go to a studio, and you should, because you should have many yoga teachers, in my opinion. But I want you to go do so safely. I want your foundation to be strong. So that way, if you decide to go forth and not just do restorative, or you want to go past the basics of yoga, you can safely inquire that in any studio. And then for personal training, I can do virtual. I can also do in person. And I also have an app. So if you were looking to, you're just like, Dan, I don't have time to hang out with you. Like, I want to work out. Okay. I can work with you. We can schedule an assessment. I can build your workouts, load them on the app, and you can have access to them there. And then just health and wellness coaching. Like, if you just want to build a plan where you're just like, Deanna, I just want to meet with you one day a week, and I still want some working out, like I want you to create a workout plan for me, and I would like you to integrate some yoga into that. Well, let's talk, because I can do all of it. You know, I want to build it for you. It's very personalized. So that's what my goal is.
Love it. Love it. Yeah. Very complete. Very complete. Yeah. And you're just such a breath of sunshine. You're just always so happy and inspiring. So furthermore, thank you so much for joining me on the show. I'd love to have you back to maybe share some ideas on functional fitness and some tips for our listeners. So those of you listening, if you want to take a trip down the stairs, do it safely. Call one of us. We will help you. We will help you. We will guide you. We have lots of bubble wrap. So hope this helped, and I hope it inspired your day. So thanks for listening. Have a good rest of the day. And if anybody would like Deanna's information, I'm going to have her give it right now.
Okay. My email, should you choose to reach out to me, is deannamerrill@thefitnessyogi.net. A phone number for me would be 262-290-5280. And if I don't answer, obviously I will get back to you. I will get back to you within that same business day. And the same with email. I'm always checking it.
Excellent. And of course, anybody interested in my programs, you can look them up at www.vitalfunctionalfitness.com. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Excuses now, I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. It's not about what you've done, it's about what you're doing. It's all about what